across the floor as he sort of walked along on any given day. In Acts chapter 2, we read that they broke bread. I don't think we can overdo it. I think the opportunity to remember the Lord and all that He's done is just such a wonderful opportunity. So I wonder what kind of passages it might be in. And so we're breaking bread. We didn't have the New Testament necessarily the way that we have it. There may have been portions, there may have been statements that were being said. And so I'm convinced that they probably read Psalm 27. I want you to think of yourself at this moment in time as maybe being one of those early disciples in the early church, and you actually didn't have a Bible in hand, a printed version. Somebody would open a scroll, and that particular morning's reading was from Psalm 27. Now, if you were a Jewish believer, you living in Judea, you probably heard this passage in Hebrew, or maybe translated in Aramaic. If you were a Jewish believer but were raised in a Greek culture, you likely would have heard it from the Septuagint. I was corrected the other day as Septuagint. That's how you're supposed to say it. I don't know. I still like Septuagint. But anyway. And so, as you might have heard it in your mother language, some of you it would be English, some of you it would be Russian, some of you it would be German, some of you it may have been Swahili, French. Verse 1. The Lord, Yahweh. Lord is my light. Lord is my light. So they say, well, right now I'm on the side of the road. I'm a little bit broken down. Which road are you talking about, Mike? How about the road of life? A little bit broken down, a little bit disillusioned, trying to get my bearings. Lord is my light. They want to put another verse next to this. Psalm 119, verse 105. Where it speaks of the word being a light to your path. So the Lord is my light and my salvation. I'm going to pick up on this light idea. The Apostle John, more than any other author in the New Testament, contrasts darkness. Maybe you're not living in the fullness of the light that you should. Isn't it good that right now you're in a place where the light is being proclaimed? Good that in your life there are people who are walking in the light. Isn't it good that we get to read the Word, which is a light to our path, a lamp to our feet? I'm going to open it up for some of the other men to come and share. Let's open a word of prayer. Lord, we commit our morning to you. Thank you, Lord, for being the light. Lord, you know the circumstances that each of the saints here are facing today. Young people, children. Lord, may they rest in you. May they rejoice in knowing that you are the light. And that your word is meant to be the guiding light, which your Spirit uses to teach us. follow you, to follow your example, how we're to live. So help us to worship you this morning as we meditate upon the goodness, the price that was paid. So